Owen Newton is able to pick up a block downfield on number two, Ostrowski, and 34 is able to walk into the end zone. That Spangler untouched. Central Lake on the board first. They strike first blood up 6-0, lining up for the two-point conversion.
And it's a rollout to the right, looking to pass, has play action, and it's brought in. Did he bring it in? Yes. They're going to say, even though it didn't, from our angle, look like he was out of bounds. And the two-point conversion is good to Spangler. It is 8-0. Central Lake leads the Deckerville Eagles with 8:24 left in the first quarter on the WNW Sports Network.
Patsy Funeral Home of Deckerville has helped area families to connect and to honor and remember loved ones for almost four decades. Services include many opportunities for families to learn, share, and remember. They offer both free advanced planning guidance and 24/7 online grief support. Their website features a straightforward discussion of cremation and burial options and a frank look at bait-and-switch cremation price advertising. APSI Funeral Home of Deckerville proudly supports the entire community and wishes the Deckerville Eagles the best of luck in today's championship game.
Central Lake gets first blood with 8:24 left in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Trojans over the Eagles as they march seven plays down the field, covering a minute 41 in 54 total yards, capped off with a five-yard run from Spangler. Ready to kick it off. Mortensen, also the quarterback, kicking off from their 40-yard line, left, right across the radio. It's a pooch kick, comes out to bounces at the 33, brought in the 30-yard line by number two for Deckerville, Zachary Ostrowski. He's still alive at the 40, and dragged down at the 43-yard line, brought down by Gavin Mortensen, the kicker himself. And it'll be another good field position for Deckerville, but their first drive resulted in a three and out. We'll see how they can defare on this second drive. They trail 8-0 with 8:17 left in the first quarter.
I certainly don't blame Coach Brown from 2 yards away, trusting his high-powered offense to go for it in Central Lake territory. But they're going to have to be a little more creative. This Central Lake team has watched film on Deckerville. They've watched him in the past, same coaching staff. They're cheating up to the line of scrimmage, and you're going to have to either get outside or play action pass over the top of them to loosen them up a little bit.
Man in motion, there's motion all over that line as Deckerville went for the hard count. And the side judge throws the flag. And this very well may be offsides, as there was a man in motion.
Absolutely.
Offside, so it's an easy 5 yards for the Deckerville Eagles, marching off from their own 42-yard line inside to the 47, right to left across your radio. First and five for the Eagles.
At Dalen Clark, number 76, the junior. He's the guard tackle on that side of the field. He moved first, and I love the change of play calling already for Deckerville. We haven't even seen a play yet. They put a guy in motion, and they catch that Central Lake defensive line jumping early, and they get a free 5 yards.
And it's a handoff up the gut, and this one gets to about the 49-yard line before they hit a wall of orange jerseys. On the bottom of that pile will be the running back somewhere in there, and that would be number five, Kenton Bowerman, tackle made by number 60, Trevor Cade. Two-yard gain, second down, 3 yards to go.
I formation right off center to the left side. Fullback picks up a body, and there's another body there to make a tackle. Kenton Bowerman not able to get anything going. And he's actually going to head to the sidelines here, Clark. Keep in mind, it might be time for Cole Rumsick to get a chance at a carry.
They send wide to the right, number six, Isaac Kineth. If I'm reading that number right, that doesn't seem right. Receiver wide each way. Shotgun receiver, Rumsick at quarterback. He's going to keep it for himself. Has the first down, as that was kind of wide out to the right. And tackle finally made at the Central Lake 46-yard line. Enough to move the chains. A 4-yard gain on the keeper from Rumsick.
Well, I think Deckerville got away with a false start there. Brendan Hanley tipped off the play. He started going to the left and then reset. So they allowed him to go in motion, but he really gave away the play. He misunderstood the snap count. And Cole Rumsick took over at quarterback with a wide receiver each way. But back to a little more normal set here. Kineth under center with Rumsick in the backfield.
And it's a pitch out to Rumsick around the right end. Has a little bit of room to run. Cuts back in. Dives across to the 40. It's going to be a 5-yard gain. Cole Rumsick to change of pace so far. A 5-yard gain. Second down and five. Tackle made by Dylan Michael.
Here's where Deckerville has a little bit of advantage. They have some depth on their team. You see them take Bowerman out of the game. Give him a breather. Bring Cole Rumsick and Hanley in at the same time. And all of a sudden you're seeing Hanley at fullback. Rumsick running the football. You see Rumsick he has the ability to take the quarterback position and throw it and run with it if they want. A lot of versatility in this offense for Deckerbilt.
It's a handoff right up the middle. Has room to run. That's number 41, Brendan Hanley, the fullback, has the first down. And he's inside the 35 just by a hair. It's going to be another gain of five yards. First and 10 for the Deckerbilt Eagles at the Central Lake 35-yard line. 8-0 Trojans, 6:36 left in the first.
Brendan Hanley, fullback, 6'1", senior, gets that quick handoff up the middle. They fake the pitch to the outside to Rumzik, and the defense bit on it. And Hanley, when he got a couple yards up the middle, normally fullbacks go straight ahead. Hanley has some wheels. He goes to the sideline, gets up the sideline, and passed the first down marker for another first down for Deckerbilt.
Coming to the line, same formation. Kind of Thunder Center, I formation. As Hanley and Rumzik getting the pitch out to the left and tries to find some breathing room. And there's the orange jerseys coming to him, and that's the middle linebacker, Papineau, stopping Rumzik for no gain on the play of the 35-yard line. Second down and 10.
Now Central Lake is all out following the football, the entire team. It's only a matter of time for Coach Brown calls a reverse, a counter, some kind of misdirection, and get this free-flowing defense that is all in on the play and catch him off guard for a big one the other way. But for now, it's second and 10 for Deckerbilt. Still kind of Thunder Center and Rumzik in the backfield.
It's going to be rolling out to the right, play action pass has a receiver open, but this one's a little underthrown. Pass was intended for Wyatt Janowak at the 18-yard line. Good coverage there by Jace Hoogerhide and Mortensen in coverage. Incomplete pass. Nice play call, though. Third down and 10 from the 35-yard line.
I love it, but it's well underthrown. Wyatt Janowak had a step or two past Hoogerhide in the secondary. Nobody around him, and kind of floated it, and it come up short. And actually, Wyatt Janowak did a better job of playing defensive back, preventing that from being picked off. Love the play call. It was all there, but Kynef has got to get that pass over the shoulder of Wyatt Janowak and give him a chance to catch the ball. Now it's third and 10 at the 35.
It's a pitch out to Bowerman around the right end. Has positive yardage across the 30. Continues to move his feet. It's going to be a five-yard gain. And they're going to say forward progress stop to the 30-yard line. Tackle made by Dylan Michael after a five-yard gain. Fourth down and 5. From the Central Lake 30-yard line. The Deckerbilt trails 8-0, 5:20 left in the first.
A little bit of a quick whistle for my liking. They stand him up, and he spins out of it and gets a couple more yards, but they blow it dead as soon as they stand him up. Again, a little quick for my liking, but nonetheless a nice 5-yard run by Bowerman as he checks back in the game. And you can bet the offense comes on the field. Shotgun for Kynath, running back each way.
Has a receiver or running back on the outside. It's caught at the 25-yard line and tackled down at the 15. Bowerman with the reception. And it's a 15-yard reception on a 4th down and 5. And it's a 1st and 10 for Deckerbilt converting on 4th down.
Absolutely, shotgun play. Bowerman to the left, I believe it was Rumzik to the right, and those running backs leak out of the backfield. Kynath does a good job of throwing it on a strike and hitting Kenton Bowerman on the run, and he's able to get to the sideline and get up the sideline for a really big gain, even though they only needed 5 on 4th and 5.
Working his hash inside the left hash mark, and it's a tackle or handoff to Chase Patello, but a tackle came out and grabbed him for no gain in the play from that front line. That would be number 21, Dylan Michaels, scooping him up, as well as number 76, in fact, Dalen Clark on the nose guard there. Second down and 10 from the 15-yard line.
Chase Patello getting a rep in at the fullback position. Deckerbilt trying to go back to that quick hitter that worked so well just a few plays ago, but shut down right at the line of scrimmage was that defensive line. Chase Patello, no gain on the play.
They send wide to the right, number 13, Wyatt Janowak. I formation for Kynath. Bowerman, the tailback, in front of him. That'd be number 9, Chase Patel, who gets the handoff. And he's inside the 15, down to about the 12 for a 3-yard gain. Tackle made by Noah Newton, defensive tackle. 3:50 left in the first quarter, 8-0 Central Lake. Deckerbilt in the red zone.
Deckerbilt just trying to space out that Central Lake defense a little bit. And on the other side of things, Wyatt Janowak is your best wide receiver. They want to see who they're going to put in one-on-one coverage. That is Central Lake on him over there. And that was 33, Aiden Vanderhart, sophomore. So don't be surprised if they go out and attack him eventually.
Looking to pass downfield to number 2 is as a touchdown, Deckerbilt. The pass to Zachary Ostrowski on 3rd down and 7 is complete from Isaac Kynath, and the Deckerbilt Eagles are on the board. 3:26 left in the first quarter. It's Deckerbilt with 6 going for 2, Central Lake with 8.
Very similar play action pass out of the I formation. It was Wyatt Janowak, the tight end, the first time. This time, the other tight end, Ostrowski. And again, he's got Central Lakes defender by a step. That was Skyler Spangler, who's not a slow player by any means. And that time, Kindeth gets the ball up in the air and gets it over the shoulder where only his